News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Moving on to talk about something else now with Michael Darcy, the Minister of State with Responsibility for Insurance, and Linda Murray, Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform and Play Activity and Leisure Ireland. Guys, you're joining us to talk about insurance and that issue. We will come to that in a second. But Minister, just before we go to that, can I get your response to that news that Britain will now look for a short 3-month extension, and that will not seek a long term extension of Article 50.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's surprising that they're looking for a short extension. It was probably the more foreseeable of the two. I know some commentators were saying potentially they could be looking for an up to a 21-month extension. But you know, stage by stage, this withdrawal agreement is concluded with 28 governments, the Commission, the Council. The only place that hasn't been agreed has been the House of Commons. And again, it was foreseeable that the Prime Minister would look for a short extension.
You're not unhappy with that news?
No, well, we've to give them the bit of time that's required.
Okay.
They haven't exactly covered themselves in glory over there. There's nobody taking any satisfaction from watching the chaos that's happening. And hopefully they can get themselves to see the correct pathway, which is to accept the withdrawal agreement, exit as soon as is practical, and let Europe move on with the business, and then with Europe and the UK conclude a trade deal at some stage in the future.
Okay. Now, Minister, you and Linda are here to talk about hard-pressed insurance policyholders, frustration at the lack of progress being made in establishing a Garda insurance fraud unit. I might go to you first on this, Linda. What's your take on this? Are you frustrated by this?
I'm extremely frustrated with it all, to be honest with you, and thanks very much for having me on. I'm 43 days away from my business closing after 6 years. Which Minister Darcy is well aware of. We've had 4 closures in our group. When I say our group, we're in a support group, literally, at this stage, of 85 centres from all around the country. We had a bowling alley close 3 weeks ago. We had a play centre in Navan close 6 weeks ago. We have another play centre closing on the 31st of March down the country, and we had the trains and the shopping centres in Dublin close 3 weeks ago. There's literally going to be nothing left in leisure if something is not sorted out soon, and whether that's getting these reforms very quickly pushed through, or an interim measure to help save our leisure businesses. I mean, we're hearing about leisure businesses between claims and being forced to close on a daily rate at this stage. And we just can't keep going, as it's very evident. In terms of the Garda fraud unit, I think if you were to think to yourself, will I make a claim against a business? And there was something there to say, well, actually, you know what? If I do make a fraudulent or an exaggerated claim, and perhaps I could get prosecuted for it, you might just think twice about it. And it's that important, you know, that people, it's stopping the mindset of people thinking, but sure, I can claim, but sure, what's going to happen to me, even if I am found out at the end, what's going to happen to me? Nothing at this stage.
Okay.
But if we have a Garda fraud unit, that could possibly stop people or deter people from doing it.
Okay, Minister, you heard what Linda had to say. Her frustration is palpable. And I put it to you, her frustration is entirely understandable.
Of course it's understandable. And I've met Linda on a number of occasions. And she's highlighted her own case to me, and, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for Linda. And everything I'm doing is to try and achieve what is required to put the insurance sector onto a proper, sustainable footing. The legislation is there for the Gardaí to use in terms of anybody who is being fraudulent, using a fraudulent methodology to try and get cheap money from an insurance company. And the penalties are very strong. There's up to 10 years in jail, or there's €100,000 of a fine. So the legislation that's there is sufficient. What we have to try and improve upon is the structure within on Garda Síochána, that to establish a insurance fraud section within the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau who specifically deal with these. But we've done a lot of other work in relation to that as well. There's an insurance fraud roundtable where Insurance Ireland and the Garda sit down where they can pass over all of these pieces of information. But the legislation is there. I can't make the Gardaí use it. That's not my role.
Well, whose role is that?
That's the Gardaí's role.
But I mean, sorry, is the government not ultimately is the Gardaí not answerable to the government?
But that's the Gardaí's role. the government don't prepare files and send a file to the DPP. The government doesn't do that. My role is to try and highlight the issue. I am not satisfied that this structure isn't in place as of yet. I met with the Garda Commissioner on the 9th of December. We pushed this case in relation to it with him, and we haven't had the matter established. I have a call in with the Garda Commissioner to meet him again, and I'll be pushing it again. But my role isn't to instruct the Commissioner on Garda Síochána Conor how he deploys his resources within on Garda Síochána Conor.
No, but I do want to bring Linda back in. But, Minister, I have to put it to you, that sounds kind of weak. Is it not the job of the Minister for Justice to do that?
No, it isn't. It isn't. And this is what some people don't quite seem to grasp, that the government is here and we pass legislation, but we don't instruct, the Minister for Justice doesn't instruct the Commissioner of the Gardaí how he deploys his resources, nor should he.
Okay. All right. Linda?
Yeah, just if it's government policy that Garda Fraud Unit should be set up and should be there ready to go, surely if it's policy, then whether it's the Commissioner or the Gardaí or whoever, when the government sets policy in place, are we not all supposed to adhere to that and work with it?
Minister?
Yeah, it's not a question of government policy. What this was, this goes back to a report that we had a number of years ago where we were to look into the matter in relation to what's happening in London and consider that. We've considered it. We didn't agree with it, so that it would be funded by private companies, effectively, so that we have a fraud section established by private companies. That wasn't acceptable to the Garda Commissioner. I didn't think it was a good idea either. So what we are now pursuing is the establishment of an individual section within the National Crime Economic Bureau that would deal with this matter. Is it government policy? We would like to see it happen. But again, the government doesn't tell the Garda Commissioner how he deploys his resources.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Minister Michael Darcy, Minister of State with Responsibility for Insurance, and Linda Murray, Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Thanks to both of you for joining us.